وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to the program for humanity. We are trying to look at the human being, look at ourselves, and try to improve ourselves for our sake and for the sake of those who we live with, be it our family, friends, and society, community, country, and so on and so forth. We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us certain tools that we can use to look at ourselves and fix and rectify our mistakes. First being the aql, the intellect, which we discussed thoroughly in the previous episode. Today we want to talk about contemplation in oneself, which is another tool from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person contemplates himself, he kind of puts a mirror and looks at himself, but from the within, not the outer appearance of a person. And then I see what my soul reflects in the outside. So this kind of contemplation is required. And if I can see my faults and I can see my mistakes, then I can deal with them. So, at-ta'ammul bin-nafs, contemplating oneself, is a tool that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you to use to fix ourselves. Allah says in the Quran in this regard, بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا. Surely the human, when it comes to himself, he is more sightful. He has more knowledge. He has more understanding than any other one, or any other human. Me and you, we might know each other for a long time and we know what we like, what we don't like, this and that. But no one knows me from within, not even my own mother and father, except myself. Because only I have complete and full access to my body, to my system, to what I like and to what I don't like. That's why Allah says, بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. The human being, when it comes to himself, بَصِيرًا, he has knowledge of it. وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَذِرًا. Even if this person wants to come and just throw excuses, he knows it's an excuse. He knows he's wrong. A thief who steals and goes to court and denies the crime in front of the court, but inside him, he knows he's a thief. But he's just trying to save his skin from going to prison. That's all he's doing. And sometimes we are also thieves in this regard when it comes to our moral conduct and our akhlaq and dealing with people. So we need to understand what we're doing is not always correct. It could be bad. And Allah also gives example of that in the Quran. He says, أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا. For those whose action seemed to them good and beautiful, they see their actions are good. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضُلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. For Allah misguides those whom He wills, or those who have the will to misguide themselves, and He has the will, or they have the will to guide themselves, or those who need to be guided. So we need to come to ourselves and think of ourselves. Now, one thing we should be very careful of is not to be deceived by ourselves. Because sometimes when you want to take a look at yourself, especially a quick look at yourself, or you look at yourself from one direction, you think you're good. But in fact, we're not at all. We're anything but good. But we think we are. So we need to go reflect and think back when it comes to our actions and when it comes to our deeds. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we were saying that a person needs to understand that there's a process called self-realization, self-monitoring, self-contemplation, where one goes and looks into himself and makes sure that he's doing the right thing. A hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, in this regard, he says, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَا يُصْبِحُ وَلَا يُمْسِي إِلَّا وَنَفْسُهُ ظَنُونٌ عِنْدَهُ فَلَا يَزَالُ زَارِيًا عَلَيْهَا وَمُسْتَزِيدًا لَهَا. He says, a believing mu'min, when he wakes up or goes to sleep, he says he never wakes up or goes to sleep unless he keeps himself in doubts. So he's constantly doubting himself in the sense that he wants to learn more. He wants to understand more. He wants to get the truth more. And he says this is his condition. And he will remain like that. When he looks at himself, he looks at himself as a self that has a lot of shortcomings. A soul that lacks a lot, not vice versa. Well, mustazidan la, not only does he think of himself he has shortcomings, but he also tries to increase, work, and fix it. That's the ultimate result in this case. And this is the advice of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi as-salam. And he has a hadith. He says, in terms of knowing oneself and not always taking it, putting the self at a high regard. He says that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to send every mankind, every human being on earth, to heaven, except for one, I think I am that one. And he says if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to send everyone to hell except one, I think I am that one. So he never gives himself the opportunity to always glorify that self. So when it comes, he's like, no, it could be me. How do I know? وَمَا أُبَرُّ نَفْسِي in chapter Yusuf. I do not, do tazkiyah to myself, purify myself, or give myself status. No. It's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the second tool is to contemplate ourselves, combined with the intellect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave us. Two, thirdly, going to the spiritual doctors, to the mystics of religion, which is Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhim as-salam. We have to go back to them and refer to them in terms of trying to treat ourselves from the diseases of our souls. Otherwise, we could be facing a lot of consequences in this dunya and ultimately death and pain in the akhirah. We will leave it here and inshallah we'll continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم
صلِّ وسلِّم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.